Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. It'll never catch on, just like 51551 wash your hands. But talking to a lot of experts at the weekend, they said, would I change it to from 51551 wash your hands to 51551 mask handstand, wear a mask, wash your hands and stand apart. 51551 mask handstand, it'll never catch on, it's too cumbersome, but we will try. Marion Lowe, Marion, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
How did you get the good news from the Bank of Ireland that they're doing a U-turn after 12 days of coverage on Liveline and other media as well, in fairness, subsequently, that they're returning the money that was robbed from your account by criminals, not by the Bank of Ireland, I hasten to add. How did you get the news?
Joe, I was playing golf very well, actually, for a change, mm-hmm. and your researcher rang me. And I actually kept my phone open because I think I sent a big dossier to you there and responses from the Ombudsman's office. So I kind of thought I may get a call from you.
Okay, anyway, now you say...
I couldn't believe the news because I hadn't checked my messaging service at all. And when I did, when I heard from your researcher... Now, I was playing decent golf and I played rubbish golf after that.
Okay, so, but you were... How much are you getting back?
3,000.
Okay, and you were up until 4 a.m. I don't know, you play good golf. You were up until 4 a.m. this morning working on the file. What were you doing?
I'll tell you what, I wrote a ferocious response, Joe. If you see, I sent it to yourself. The response I got from the Ombudsman's office was really poor, very, very poor and very generic.
And what did the Financial Services Ombudsman's office, who are there and paid to look after the customer, what did they say?
Well, first of all, they said that he would assign a dispute resolutions officer.
Yeah, that's right.
It was very cryptic and generic, and it had nothing specific really to my dilemma, you know. It also said, which is very, very strange, that by the time this happens, the complaint you are having may be closed. That's exactly what is in the letter. Yeah, may be closed. It offered mediation or a legal route, the outcome of which can be appealed only to the High Court.
Okay.
So you see, what they're doing, what they're saying there is that for €3,000, I mean, it's a lot for me, but a lot, but you're not going to go to the High Court because of it, you know. I felt there was, it was very, very poor. And then it said, this is hilarious, it said, based on the success of the mediation service to date, the Ombudsman's Office strongly recommends meaningful engagement from both parties, as it is likely to bring a solution to your complaint.
Okay.
Now, what I'd love to ask is success and solution for whom? The victim or the bank?
But as somebody pointed out last week, I think it was Richard Emery or Avery from the UK.
Yeah.
Emery as in board. He pointed out to a previous judgment by the FSO, the Financial Services Ombudsman in Ireland, which did not bode well for people with this complaint. Did not bode well at all. Laura, how did you find out you were getting your money back?
Got a text message around 2 hours ago from the Bank of Ireland number saying they were reimbursing.
Was it on the same text thread
exactly. That's it. So as in, I think it's great to get the text message, but I'll only feel happy if the funds come into the account.
Oh, you got the text message on the same thread, which
no,
is the Bank of Ireland.
It's the fraud thread.
Okay.
So it's the initial. Oh,
well, then,
they've
issued a statement. You are getting your money back. How much did you lose?
$3,300.
Okay, well, you're getting it back. Hopefully, it comes quickly. Melanie Sheridan. Melanie, good afternoon. Where did you get?
Hi, Joe.
Did you get a text?
I did. I got exactly the same one as Laura. And Mr. First just thought this could be a as well. I'm not really going to believe it, but it looks like it's the real deal, which is fantastic. But Joe, I just want to say a huge thank you to you, to Katie, obviously, who started this. You know, we're taking that initial call from Donald because I think at the Liveline forum, I might have been the only person who had been scammed like this, and the momentum that you know, the show has created has just been amazing.
And that's well heard, and that'll be the end of it in terms of us today, in terms of praise or self-praise. But I should point out that when we got the first call from Donal, it was on July 29th, which was 12 days ago. That was a Wednesday, and Katie was presenting Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. But the people who took the call are the people upstairs here, Lisa and Rebecca and Fergus and Richie, some of them working from home, some of them, and they're the ones who jumped on it and said, this is outrageous. This is absolutely outrageous. So thanks for that. And I will pass on your 99% of thanks to them, because all myself and Katie do, well, Katie is brilliant, all myself and Katie do is try and give you a platform. But the team are the people that have been working all since, most of them with few little breaks since January when COVID began. And remember, in the Bank of Ireland statement, they say, they mention COVID, and they say that people might have been, smishing has been around for a long time, but there's been a spike in attacks since COVID-19, with fraudsters clearly recognising an opportunity to target consumers as we spent more time using phones and computers. Okay, well, they're now launching a fraud campaign. But well done to you, Melanie, for speaking up. Well done to you, Laura. Well done to Marion, all our other callers who contacted us. Well done, Donal, who on July 29th contacted Liveline. Donal, how have you been told your family are getting their money back?
Yes, Joe. I'm down here with my son and daughter on a staycation in the southeast. She got the text this morning. She was in tears, absolutely. Couldn't believe it. And to be honest, I didn't really believe it at first either, given all of these scams going on. And then I got some messages from my family, and then your people rang me. And it's just brilliant. And Joe, listen, all I can say to Katie, who started this with me almost 2 weeks ago, and you who picked it up with gusto last week, listen, and all your team there, a huge thanks.
But it shouldn't. And that's what we're here for, to give people a platform for people who feel powerless about big institutions, including this one, by the way. So let's not lose the run of ourselves and see the mote in our own eye. Yes, Laura.
No, it's Marion.
Marion.
Can I just say to you, I did a load of research into the Bank of Ireland, what they're saying to everyone. If you read their mission statement, it's a joke, you know, like it groans under the weight, you know, of lofty principles and great expectations for their customers. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. And you know, the Bank of Ireland, it robbed us of our expectations of natural justice, and not just that, but basic trust. And we didn't get our money back, Joe. You got our money back.
No, I didn't. I just wonder how much it's going to cost the Bank of Ireland, because it was one where we totted up the people we've had on air, and as you know, a lot of people were too embarrassed to come on air because they felt they should have known better. Yeah. But the scam was a pretty sophisticated scam on the genuine Bank of Ireland thread, which the bank didn't make clear. The Bank of Ireland didn't make clear they said it was a fraudulent Bank of Ireland message, but they didn't actually say, as AIB did, that it's actually on our genuine thread, which is what annoyed people. And I know what I was listening to Francesca McDonough there, I think it was This Day Week on the News at One, and that's what, when she used, it was Morning Ireland actually, when she used that kind of blasé analogy that people had given their car keys away, I nearly choked on my Flahaven's High 8 muesli that I'm currently addicted to. But anyway, that's what annoyed so many people, that you were giving your car keys away.
Joe, do you think that the Ombudsman's Office, I've discovered, is funded, of course, by government grants and our taxes, but it's funded in particular by the banks themselves.
I know.
I mean, that's horrendous. I cannot believe the level of, I hate using the word corruption. That's
it's not corrupt. No, we won't say that.
No, but I'm saying there is a possibility of
there isn't. Yeah, okay, Marion, we leave it at that. Thanks. Don't last word to you.
Last word. I sent a text to you last Friday. Your gentleman from the UK referred to the Bank of Ireland terms and conditions, and he read out 12.6. Yeah. And I had a look, and then I saw that 12.10, which I said to your people, which you read out, which, to my untrained legal eye, it said quite clearly, if there's suspicious activity on your account, we will contact you by SMS message or other means. So therefore, to me, that's a no-brainer. They said you would do this. This is what she received. She acted on it. And then they can't sort of turn around and say, well, she should have ignored it. So to me, that was a slam dunk. I just felt, you know, I'll go back away from this.
Okay, well, you have to say fair play to the Bank of Ireland. It's a big move for an institution that size to actually make such a dramatic U-turn. So fair play to them in that sense. Marion, Donal, Laura, all of the callers on this topic. Gura Mila Mahagud. And I'd say it once and I'd say it probably for the last time. 51551, mask, hand, stand.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Five. And Joe at RT.ie. And just to remind people, I've been doing it now from July 29, 12 days, the Bank of Ireland smishing scam on a genuine Bank of Ireland text threads. People were being duped. Laura, 3,500. Joanne, 2,500. Jenny, 11,000. Marion, 3,000. Aaron, 3. Emma, 3. The list goes on. We reckon by the time we got through all the people who were on air, Niamh, 11,000. Donald, 3,000. Gavin, 2,500. By the time we got through all the people who had been on air, we reckon there was hundreds of thousands of scammed by criminals from Bank of Ireland accounts. So the Bank of Ireland, as you know, initially said, no, we will not reimburse. It's your fault. You gave your car keys away. But now, in the last, since at 12:30, the bank announced that they were doing a U-turn and they will give those victims, and they are victims, they will reimburse those victims. And that's a welcome U-turn. Gavin is in Clare. Gavin, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Okay. Well, how much were you scammed?
I had €2,409 taken from my account.
How did you find out that you were getting it back?
I just got a text today at, I suppose, 5 to 12 from Bank of Ireland. We've reviewed your recent fraud case and recognised some unique and particular circumstances in which this occurred. We will reimburse you in full shortly, and we will write to you after with more information. Please do not reply to this message as the inbox is not monitored.
Okay, and they also, the Bank of Ireland also say, in fairness, that they're going to launch a new fraud I hope they'd advertise in Liveline, a new fraud campaign to alert people, because these are really sophisticated scams. And in fairness, John Mooney in the Sunday Times yesterday, he believes that the amount scammed in the exact same way from the Bank of Ireland, as detailed on Liveline, is up to €800,000, which is an astonishing hit for anyone to take. Those individual customers, it's an astonishing hit for the bank to take as well. Imagine if there was an €800,000 bank robbery this afternoon, it would dominate the airways for weeks. But anyway, the bank have said they will give the money back, and I presume, given that they've been stung so badly, that they will do something about it. Because as pointed out by listeners here on Friday, some of the messages from the Bank of Ireland, some of the platforms they use, were not as clear and as forceful as they could. But anyway, Gavin, I'm glad you got your money back, and well done, and well done for highlighting
as
well.
Thanks for all the help. Thanks, million.
Okay, you're welcome. You know that, Gavin. Thanks indeed. Anne O'Carroll, it's a different problem, but go ahead, Anne. Your father unfortunately died in 2015.
That's right. Thanks for talking to me, Joe.
Go ahead.
We had a bizarre situation, which just in light of the current Bank of Ireland situation, I thought was interesting, where my mother received a text. Now, my mother's 81. She's living in Cork City. And she received a text. I'll just read you in brief, saying a transaction is shown on your Bank of Ireland credit card number ending 1234 for €13,821.18, which is quite a bizarre amount to start off with. Mm-hmm. And, of course, she got a fright, as you would do. And it said, if you recognise it, please reply now with the word yes. If you don't, reply with the word no. To avoid fraud, we have restricted the use of your card until we hear from you. So obviously she was very startled, very upset, ran and got her credit card and looked at it and saw it didn't end in 1234 or whatever. So she was bemused and thought, fair play to her, this is a scam, this is phishing, I'm not going to answer this. I'm not going to click yes or no or anything because I've been warned about that kind of thing. So fair play to her, she did nothing. But then a week later, she rang me up in a terrible tizzy because she had received a letter from Bank of Ireland saying more or less the same thing. And then she was very worried and upset, and she rang me and said, I'm totally confused. It's not my credit card number. I have no idea what's going on, unless it could possibly be your father's credit card number. And I said, well, that's ridiculous. He's dead half a decade. So I'm the executor of his account, so luckily I had all of the details written down. And I was able to say, ring up Bank of Ireland and say, I was able to see that it was, in fact, the last four numbers of his credit card. So we were completely bemused, because three weeks after his death, I had got on to Bank of Ireland, had closed the credit card, had told them he was dead, filled out all the paperwork, and they sent me a cheque for the amount of money, because he was in credit on the credit card. They sent me a cheque for the amount of money remaining, closed the credit card, and I lodged the cheque and so on. And luckily, I had all this written down in my little black book. I could tell them literally, it was at 9.15 on the 24th of April 2015 that they closed it. So I got on to them to find out what, in the name of God, was going on. And it's just got stranger and stranger since then. So this, remember, was in the middle of the whole COVID lockdown. My mother was cocooning. They said, can your mother come in? They said, well, we can only speak to the holder of the account. And I said, well, he's dead, so there would be small difficulties there. So they said, well, can your mother come in? Is she the executor? I said, she can't come in. She's 81 and she's cocooning. Have you listened to the news recently? And then they said, well, can you come in to your nearest Bank of Ireland? And I said, I'm living in the boondocks down in West Cork, and my nearest Bank of Ireland is a 2.5 hour drive away.
But your point, Anne, is that the bank are saying we never send information about monies compromised on this text thread.
No, that's basically untrue.
Because you got one and you thought it was a fake, but then discovered...
Mother, actually, she presumed it was phishing because you hear so often and don't pay any attention. But when she got the letter, she realised, uh-oh, this could be genuine. And so I took it from there on in, being the executor of my father's account, and I got onto them. So they wanted, first of all, us to come in, which was ridiculous during the whole lockdown situation. Then they said I should come in, and I explained that I wasn't allowed to drive more than 10 kilometres, and you know, it was a 2.5 hour drive away to the nearest Bank of Ireland. So I said that my brother, who was co-executor and lived in Cork City, could go in. And he went in, and I also explained that our executor account was in Bank of Ireland. So they had all the details they needed to prove that I was who I said I was, that he was the executor, and all the rest of it. When he went in, he just got a very... You know, and I used to work in the consumer area, so I get very annoyed at bad customer service. He got a very lackluster response saying, well, you have to bring in something proving you are who you say you are and proving that you're the executor and with a letter from the solicitor. And I really got annoyed at this, and so did he. And we were saying, hold on a moment. We don't have a credit card account. There is no credit card account. This is your problem. Why are you telling us that we have to run around in the middle of a COVID lockdown getting onto our solicitor, getting letters, getting photocopies of things? This is not our problem. It's your problem, and you need to sort it out. So I really didn't think the customer service was good at all.
And did they sort it out?
No, not at all. Subsequent to him going in, we got a lovely letter saying, we are investigating your complaint. Thanks for the complaint we received. This is on the 21st of July, that we received from you on the 16th of July. I'm sorry you felt you need to complain. You know, it's the standard form letter. The only thing of use in it is the case reference. And since then, we've heard nothing. But I really, really object to the idea that this is our problem. Now, we're lucky. I mean, I really feel sorry for other people whose banks were cleaned out. We're lucky in that I know that that my father is deceased, and I know that I closed, with no shadow of a doubt, that we closed that credit card. So we can't suffer financially. But 13, nearly 14 grand is a lot of money. And I'm very concerned as to how somebody, half a decade after his death, could get his hands on that. And it's very distressing for my mother to be having to deal with that, you know?
Absolutely. OK, Anne, stay on the case. I think you will, but stay on the case. Well done, Anne. And